Blog Talk Radio.
Now that the truth is hard to face, I can't forget you once were mine. Someone else is in my place. Whenever we meet, my heart beats out of time. Just a little bit of green, clouds my eyes of what I've seen. Just a little bit of green, when I see you with someone new, and knowing that I can do. Please don't try and tie me down. Those are the words you often say. Can't help.
Not attractive. It does not accomplish you anything good. So don't do the green thing. That's nasty. Hey, Sue, how are you doing, honey bun?
Well, I got on, and right now I'm still trying to get my over to data because it won't let me. I tried to post, but it's not showing up. So I'm working on that while I'm talking to you, but it is going to work this way. Changed over the date. I'm looking for it.
Well, you know, if all of a sudden we hear an explosion and you poof off, you'll know what happened. She touched the wrong button.
Wrong button again. Someone's been pushing wrong buttons all day.
Cross your fingers and cross your leg, your ankles, cross your ankles. No, you can't do that. That'll hurt. Never mind. Just cross your fingers. Don't cross your eyes because that'll really look strange when they stick that way. So just cross your fingers. Did your mama ever tell you that?
No.
Your mama ever tell you, don't cross your eyes. They'll stick like that, and you'll be like that forever. Uh-huh. Sure,
yeah,
mama.
I think I do more think about it.
Oh, Mom used to do that all the time because we were always crossing our eyes at her, you know.
Right.
That was the only thing that we knew we could do and we wouldn't get in trouble
that's a good one.
Oh,
anyway, I can't find data. I can't find data on here. Where is it? Where is it?
Well, it's in your settings someplace, darling.
I'm a looking.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, we've got some serious stuff coming up, so I'm going to play one more song before we get into that. And this one is by the Foundations. Baby,
Foundations.
I found you. Remember who did it, but I like the song. I took this big piece of paper. It must have been probably 18 by 24 inches, and I took colored pencils, and I, in different colors, I wrote the name of every band I could think of. And, you know, I filled up that paper.
Really?
Now, could I tell you what songs any of those bands did specifically? No. I had this problem putting the name of the band with the name of the song. It was like, it just didn't. It's like mixing oil and water. Somehow, it just never wanted to gel inside my brain. I'm better at it now. Not by a whole lot, but I'm better. I tell you. Okay, kids, we got something going here that we need to do. It's not a fun thing, but it's something that is deserved, okay? We had a couple of people this week that we lost in the music industry, and the first one was on Why do you make this print so tiny? I can't read this. Anyway, I believe he died on Tuesday, the 20th. Dallas Frazier. Now, that name's not going to mean much to you, but he was born on October 27th of 1939. So he was 4 years younger, plus a few months, than Elvis was. And he played with Ferlin Husky as a teenager. You guys know who Ferlin Husky is, don't you? Please tell me you know who Ferlin Husky is.
Yes, definitely, yes.
Okay, okay. Big country star back in the 50s. And it was the program Hometown Jamboree, which we didn't have a TV, so I don't remember that program. So I don't know. But at any rate, he released his first single at age 14 in 1954. Now, I wasn't even quite a year old when he did this. So this is like, okay, cool, dude, cool. He had a whole lot of releases for himself as a singer, but he just didn't quite make anything memorable for himself, you know? And he says here that he was part of the era of the Grapes of Wrath when the Okies went to California. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mattresses tied on the tops of their Model A Fords and all that stuff. He did that. He was part of that. So it was really, it's really interesting because you know about all these things, but it's like, okay, who is really a part of that? There were so many thousands of people, but who do we know that's part of? Well, now you know Dallas Frazier's family was a part of that.
Right.
Now, what we've got, it's first off, in 1957, he did a song called Alley-Oop. It didn't do much for him, but in the U.S., it became a number one song when the Hollywood Argyles did it. And it was Frazier's song first song that made the hit parade, as they used to call it, after he did Hometown Jamboree with Ferlin Husky. So this is like cool stuff. And he moved to Nashville. You know, everybody has to go to Nashville or Memphis, right? He just has to. Everybody has to go to Memphis. And then in 1964, he wrote a song that was a hit for Ferlin Husky. And it's called Timber, I'm Falling. And then he wrote a hit for Jack Green in 1966 called He Is My Everything. And he did, that song earned him a Grammy Award for Best Country Song. So let's play a few songs by good old Dallas Frazier, okay? I think Alley-Oop has to be the first one. Here is the Hollywood Argyles with Dallas Frazier's song, Alley-Oop.
There's a man in the funny papers we all know. He lived way back a long time ago. He don't eat nothing but a bearcat stew. Well, this cat's name is Alley-Oop. He got a chauffeur that's a genuine dinosaur. And he can knuckle your head before you count to four. He got a big ugly club and a head full of how. Like great big lions and grizzly bears. He's the toughest man that is alive. Wearing clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jazz.
Look at that king.
limbs off of trees. A knocking great big monsters dead on their knees. The cats don't bug him cause they know better. Cause he's a mean motor scooter and a bad go-getter. He's the toughest man there is alive. Wears clothes from a wildcat tie. He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
There he goes. Look at that caveman go. He sure is hip, ain't he? Like what's happening? He's too much. Ride, daddy, ride. Hi-yo, dinosaur. Ride, daddy, ride. Get him, man. Like hip, Bill. You know. Ooh, wow.
Okay.
I like it.
I'm sorry.
That's cool.
Oh, golly, I remember that song. It, Dallas Frazier came out with it in 1957. I'm not real sure when these guys did it, but it just slays me at the end. It was hat. That just kills me. Ain't he cool? Probably is. All he's wearing is that leopard skin, so I would imagine that you probably freeze to death. I'm sorry. The end of that song when they say all of these hip fans from way back in '09, it just makes me laugh. I have to laugh. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. It's funny as heck. I gotta laugh when they do that. Okay. The next song that he had was There Goes My Everything. Okay. Who did he do that? Oh, gosh. Come on, Jenny. Where's your memory? It was a big name, big country guy, and whatever. I can't bring it to mind right now, and I've already scrolled past it. But anyway, it was a hit for a country music singer. And guess who pulled it out of the hat to do next?
Good.
Elvis. I never forget the way he. I can't forget the way he says Lisa Marie used to say his name. Elvis. Oh, what a precious little girl. She's not a little girl anymore, but man, that was so precious. Elvis. Don't call me Elvis. I'm Daddy. Okay, Elvis. I love it. I absolutely love it. That's so beautiful.
Right.
Okay. I don't know if that's, I don't mean that to be insulting. I love that. I love that story and the way that she said his name. Elvis.
Oh, no. It's priceless. It is.
Oh, it's just beautiful. It's so beautiful. Anyway, the song is There Goes My Everything, and Elvis did it.
Cool.
I just did a country and western album recently, ladies and gentlemen. It should come out, I guess this winter sometime. I think so. And it is a song. It's an old country western song, but we'd like to sing it for you now.
There goes my only possession. Your footsteps slowly walking as they gently walk across a lonely floor, and a voice is softly saying, darling, this will be goodbye forevermore.
Completely out in left field all by myself thinking that. Okay. You know, his singing success was very limited, but he was an A top number one songwriter. And it seemed like everybody wanted to do Frazier songs. Okay, George Jones recorded an entire album of Frazier's songs in 1968. Other people that actually did songs of his were Diana Ross, Engelbert Humperdinck, Jerry Lee Lewis, Connie Smith, who also recorded an entire album of his songs in 1972, Willie Nelson, Brenda Lee, Charlie Pride, Merle Haggard, Gene Watson, Elvis Presley, Mo Bandy. It's just, it's a long list, kids. It's a long list. And it's just amazing. From that, he earned his second Grammy nomination for Best Country Song, which is awarded to the songwriter rather than the performer. And that was for All I Have to Offer You Is Me, which became a number one hit for Charlie Pride. So, you know, and a lot of his songs were hits in the 80s. The Oak Ridge Boys did Elvira. Emmylou Harris did Beneath Still Waters. There's just so many of them. I've got such a long list here in front of me, and I read you maybe half of them, maybe less than half of them. But right now, since I did mention it, let's find, oh, come on, it's a little bit farther down. Maybe not quite so far down. you hit this scroll button on this mouse and it goes zing and you're 10 miles away. Anyway, here it is. Here is Elvira, which was written by Dallas Frazier and recorded by the Oak Ridge Boys. Okay. Obviously, that is not their original version. Okay. But I thought it'd be kind of nice for change. So we did that one instead. That is not the way that Dallas Frazier did it. And yeah, you didn't quite get the bass in there doing his thing on this version. But you know what? It's still a good song, and I can always do the other version later, right? Okay. Anyway, Carolyn, I know I have you on the phone, honey, and you're sitting here, but we can't have a chat and conversation in the middle of a memorial, darling. Can you please understand?
Oh, yes. This is Clyde.
Oh, hi, Clyde. How are you doing?
Hi. Just, I know you've gone further on past the issue, but there goes my everything. The oldest information I can find is Jack Green, 1966 RCA Victor Records in Nashville.
Dallas Frazier wrote it for Jack Green.
Okay.
And Elvis covered it later.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
Anyway, enjoy the show.
Thank you, darling. Enjoy
this. Have a good day.
Bye-bye, sweetie. Okay. Well, that was a good thing to bring up because I hadn't mentioned Jack Green. But, yes, Dallas Frazier wrote that song, and the first person to record it was Jack Green. And then Elvis picked it up later. So I did fail to mention the person he actually wrote it for, which was Jack Green. But that's okay. Clyde comes through again. So we're good. We're good. I like that. Okay. Now, where was I? Oh, we're almost at the end of this because we need to get on to Mr. Michael Adar. Frazier himself charted 8 times on the U.S. country charts, and he was inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1976. Okay. Now, the postscript to this is in 1988, Frazier left the music industry and became a minister. Points, cool. He suffered 2 strokes in late 2021 and died from related complications at a care facility in Gallatin, Tennessee on January 14, 2022. At the age of 82. So here we go again. We lose a very great talent, a very prolific songwriter. And it's just the saddest thing when that happens. But, you know, it happens to everybody. And he had 4 warnings with his strokes. So I don't think anybody was real surprised. It's just real sad. You know, it's just real sad. But he left us a huge legacy of music, both that he did record and that he wrote. So he charted. He may not have charted as a singer, but he charted as a songwriter, and he won awards as a songwriter. And a lot of big names loved his songs and recorded them, including Elvis himself, the king, the man of rock and roll. Okay. That concludes our memorial for Mr. Frazier. Now, if you all be patient with me, no, I'm not going to do this right now. I was going to go ahead and do Meatloaf's memorial as well, but let's have some music first, and then we'll get... He's not going anywhere, obviously, right?
Bad joke.
Dumb. Anyway, okay. Oh, Lord Almighty. You know, some things fall out of my mouth, and it's like, what the hey did you say that for, girl? And the other side of me goes, I don't know, because you're dumb. Anyway. oh, okay. First off, forget this. I did say happy birthday on her Facebook, but I want to, on the show, say happy birthday to Tanya. She is our graphics gal, and she has had some quite serious health problems in the last few months. And she is struggling to get well, and she keeps on going. She is getting better, but it seems like when that girl gets well, something else comes up and slaps her in the head. So, honey, have a happy birthday. Try to relax a little bit. Enjoy your family, darling, and know that we're all here just wishing the best for you. Get well so you can come back and say hi. Okay?
Now,
we love you, honey.
She's been sick too long.
Yes, one surgery after the other. It's just her and her family have been given a load to deal with. That's for sure. That is for sure. But you know what? She keeps her good spirits and she keeps on going. And she has Steve, and he is an angel. So they exist. There you go. He takes care of her, and it's beautiful. All right, I'm going to... Ha ha. Elvis, Let It Be Me.
Song that came out a few years ago. It's not mine, but I'd like to sing it for you anyway.
Go!
Always just stop too soon. It's just too soon. I don't know why they do that. If you're going to go ahead on the next song, then go ahead on to the next song for four or five songs. Yes. Okay. I was just reading in the chat, and I hope Shauna, not Shauna, I'm thinking of all the things Shauna told us, and that's good stuff, but I hope that Tanya is able to listen to the show so that she can hear her happy birthday, because she can't see it in the chat, so that's kind of sad, but that's okay. That's okay. I put it on her Facebook page.
Good.
Yeah, because I hadn't seen her in the chat for so long. I just didn't know. So I just went to her Facebook page and put it on there. At any rate, okay. On to Meatloaf. Now, guys, that wasn't his name. That was the band's name. And it just kind of got rubbed off onto him as his nickname. But it became his nickname when he was in high school football. The coach used to say, "Hey, Meatloaf." Okay, and he, like an idiot, answered to it. It's okay. Not a problem. That's quite often how everybody ends up with their nicknames, and they just stick for life, like they were held on with Gorilla Glue or something, you know? At any rate, we all know who we're talking about. He was born Marvin Lee Adey, and he changed his name to Michael Lee Adey. He didn't like Marvin. Okay, I get it. Anyway, he was born on September 27th of 1947. And he died January 20th of 2022. And he was known as Meatloaf. And we all know he was a singer. But did you know that he was an actor as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen some stuff on
this. Yeah. And he had a few albums. I've never been a really big fan, but I do recognize the talent that he had. He was a huge talent. It just drives me crazy to watch him or listen to him. That's all. But that's me. There were many, many people who thought he was the bee's knees. And that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's all right. I just wasn't one of them. That's all. But it's okay. It's okay. Anyway, he was born in Dallas, Texas. His father's name was Orvis Adey. Okay. Never heard that name before. And he was a police officer. And his mother's name was Wilma. She was a school teacher and a gospel singer with the Vodeo Doe Girls Quartet. I love that. That's cool. Unfortunately, his daddy was known as a notorious drunk. And sometimes Wilma would leave with Meatloaf to go to her mother's house to be safe. And I applaud her for that, because some women would just stick it out and get beat up, and that's just not good. But, yeah, he went to Thomas Jefferson High School and had a stint at Lubbock Christian College. Then he enrolled at the North Texas State University and became a keen football player. And he acquired his nickname from the impatient football coach, who always yelled at him, "Hey, Meatloaf." Like I said, he always answered it. It's like, of course it's going to stick. High school. Yeah, you know. Anyway, he had so many releases, and that Rocky What's It Horror Show, that was his.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought that was very interesting. That was cool. And in 2003, he collapsed on stage and was diagnosed with Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome. This is not a good thing. And he collapsed again during a 2016 performance. And in 2001 is when he changed his name to Michael. And that was the same year that his first marriage to Leslie Edmonds ended in divorce. If I recall correctly, she was his, I don't want to say backup singer, because she was a little more than a backup singer with that band. She was the front singer next to him that did his backups and stuff, of course, but sang with him.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, he is survived by his second wife, Deborah Gillespie, whom he married in 2007, and he has two daughters by his first marriage. Now we're getting into the bat out of hell. And the team that made that so successful announced that he had passed away on Thursday, which is January 20th, at the age of 74. At that time, they didn't know what he had died from. They said that he had been seriously ill with the virus that came out yesterday. So he did have COVID. And it got him. I understand he was also a victim of asthma, but it is the virus that did actually cause his death. They're saying his career spanned six decades. He sold over 100 million albums worldwide and was in 65 movies, including Fight Club, Focus, Rocky Horror Picture Show, and Wayne's World. And the album Bat Out of Hell remains one of the top 10 selling albums of all time. So, you know, he was some kind of talent. Really, really, he was some kind of talent. He has had struggled with ill health in recent years and was previously left unable to stand up for longer than 5 minutes due to a nerve issue in his back. He was forced to spend most of his time sitting down. He explained at the time, "I don't do drugs. I don't drink. I have a pinched nerve in my back, and it feels like when I stand up to walk, Norman Bates from Psycho is stabbing me in the back. And it hurts like hell." He also collapsed during performances in 2003, 2011, and 2016. Now, in the chat, it came across that he has a plate in his back held in place with screws, which does not surprise me with this kind of an injury and the nerve damage. That could be the only way he could stand up or walk. So,
Wow. You
know, and people were thinking he was just on drugs and always high and all that stuff, and it's not true. It's just not true. He was dealing with debilitating injuries and damage, spinal damage. I imagine falling off the stage probably didn't help at all. That might have caused it.
Oof.
So, you know, I was, you know, when you got a thing, a disease like that, you don't go falling off stages. That's probably not the smartest thing. I don't imagine he did it on purpose, though, so, you know. But he still, with all of that, had all those hits, all the success, 100 million albums, people. Who else can say that? I don't know. How many albums did Elvis sell? I don't know. But it just kind of, my jaw hit the floor when I read that. 100 million albums. Unreal. Mm-hmm. So anyway, the list of his accomplishments, the list of his albums, the list of his hit songs was just way too long to get into. So we're just going to play a couple of the songs that he did that are really, this is the one that I know best. This is the one that I would sit and listen to. It's Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Down the third base line, the suicide. any further, do you love me? Will you love me forever till you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me wild? Do you love me? Let me sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it, I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it, I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
Gonna be boy, yes or no?
Let me sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
Well, let me sleep on it.
Oh, my word. Do you guys listen to the words of that song? It's the progression. The progression of dating and falling in love and being a teenager in the backseat, et cetera, et cetera. I remember backseats. That was a long time ago. Anyway. Anyway, praying for the end of time because he promised he would love her till the end of time. Or he would never, he wouldn't leave her. And it's like, honey, divorce is a whole lot better than wishing you were dead. Take my word for it. It sucks. It really does. It's not a good thing. But it's better than praying for the end of time just so you don't have to be with somebody because there ain't no law that says so. You know, I just... That's something I don't, now this is totally off the wall, kids, but that's something I have never been able to understand is why do people, man or woman, kill their partner instead of just getting a divorce. I don't understand that. That makes absolutely zero sense to me. It's not necessary. And why would you prefer to take a life than to sign a divorce paper? So what? You lose half your stuff. You lose half your... Big deal. That's nothing compared to what's going to be on your soul for killing somebody. Don't do it. I know there's nobody listening to me out there that's thinking about doing it, but, you know, just in case, don't do it. Don't do it. You won't like it. Don't do it. They will catch you. Don't do it. Not smart. Not only not smart for the rest of your life on this planet, it's not smart for the outlook of your eternal life either. You will not like where it will send you. Don't do that. Okay, that's my tirade for the day. So, got to keep you guys alive. Got to keep you interested. Got to keep you saying, man, this lady is nuts. That's okay. I can be nuts. It's okay. As long as they don't cart me away and I can still do my broadcasts, I'm fine. I'm totally fine. Okay. One more that we're going to do by Meatloaf. And this was sent to me this morning by John. Okay. Well, no, I take that back. It was sent to me this afternoon at 3 o'clock. So, yeah, that it wasn't this morning. It was this afternoon. And that's cool. I have plenty of time. So I put it in here since I'm doing the thing on Meatloaf. Because he had the inconsistency and the discourtesy to die. I mean, come on. He did not ask me if it was okay. Do you realize that? He didn't ask me if it was okay if he kicked the bucket, bought the farm, went south. Yeah, I mean, you know, so many, and he didn't ask me about any of it. I imagine he didn't ask his wife either, and she's probably very unhappy about it right now. But anyway, she has my sympathies because I know what that would feel like, and it's not a good feeling. The family deserves our prayers, our sympathy, and our support, because they're having a really bad time right now. You know, they really are. It doesn't matter if anything was wrong with him before or not. He got COVID, and it killed him. Whether there were underlying reasons that contributed to it doesn't make any difference. Having the COVID is what killed him. And I have so much sympathy for his wife and his daughters and the people he worked with, because all those people loved him. And it's always so hard when you lose somebody you love. There is a hole in your life. There's a hole in your heart that nothing can ever fill. It doesn't matter what happens from now until their time is done. Nothing will ever fill the hole that he filled in their lives. And that's where they have my sympathies, because that's what happens when somebody you love dies. There's a hole that never gets filled. So I do send my heartfelt sympathies and condolences to his wife and his two daughters and all of the people that he worked with that loved him so much. I am so, so sorry they're having to go through this right now, because it's rather untimely. 74 is really not that old. And yes, he had other things wrong with him. I don't care. That doesn't matter. It was the COVID that took him. And I am so sorry that they had to deal with that, because they had learned to deal with his other health issues, and then this comes along and makes all the other things superfluous. So I feel very, very, very sympathetic towards their plight right now and having to deal with this. And I pray God that he will touch their hearts and get them through it. Let them know that life is still worth living, And maybe telling their story somewhere might help somebody else. So there you go. I'm going to play this song that that John sent me this afternoon. And it's Elvis in Vegas. This is kind of cool. I never heard it before.
Didn't take a suitcase. I had to travel light. I climbed out my bedroom window. It was just about 12:15. Out on the highway, I hitched a ride. I was heading west. I had to listen to some trucker. Just outside of Memphis, I was wild out on the road. I saw San Asian shacks and burnout Cadillacs and faces that glittered like gold. Should have seen it coming. Oh, should have seen the signs. I saw seven more still running. I had a front row seat at the end of time. I was just
on
There you go. I never heard that before.
I haven't
broadening,
either. Very free.
Broadening my horizons once again. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have a couple of really cool ones for you. First, I have a duet. Remember Thursday, I played a song by Billy Fury?
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Elvis did a duet with Billy Fury. He actually met the man. And here is that duet, Because of Love.
Because of love, I'm 100 feet tall. I can bounce this world like a little ball. Will heaven end up on our mind? I jump to the moon from cloud number 9. Because of love. Because of love, I'm a mighty big man. I hold the sun in the palm of my hand. With just one leap, I can cross the seas. I jump over mountains and fly to trees. Because of love. We'll lie for love, lie for love, and all that I can say.
Because of love. Oh, yeah, I love that song. I was sitting here going, what should I play next? I'm going to play Bobby B next. Yeah. I know.
Oh, good one.
It's a tough choice, man. It's a tough choice. It's a real tough choice. There's so many good songs, and I have a lot of them. But I like it. So anyway, one that I decided to play just this morning when I was putting the show together is Bobby V, and he's doing A Forever Kind of Love. Don't we all want it?
It seems my reputation's met you before me. People say I treat love like a game. Well, once that was so true, but now that I found you, I know that I will never be the same. Yes, I've kissed girls just for the thrill of kissing them. And I've told them goodbye without ever missing them.
But darling, since we met, my roving days are through. I'm offering you a forever kind of love.
I must admit, I used to kiss and run before. But please don't judge me by the things I've done before.
Believe me, every word I've said to you is true. I'm offering you a forever kind of love. Although you won't be my first love, I promise you
ending. They make it precise and definite. None of that fade out stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or the keep on playing it, keep on playing it. We'll just keep turning it down until it disappears. I hate those endings. They really suck. There's nothing definite about it. And so the song keeps going through your mind for the rest of the day and maybe all night. Sometimes it's hard to sleep. And you just you got to end that puppy. Just end it. Make it. Put an ending on that puppy. You know, a drum, whatever. Just do it. Anyway, because if you don't, I will.
Get it done. Just get it
yeah,
done.
There you go. There you go. Just do it. Do it. As Peanut says to Jeff Dunham, do it. I love those. Those guys are hilarious. Anyway, I have one that John sent me Thursday morning that is really, these are more that I am going to gather and put on a memory stick. Just because I don't trust YouTube. I mean, you know, they haven't been there for long enough for them to do anything with, but I just don't trust them. So I'm going to have it. Here you go. And I'm not saying anything else about it. You guys make up your minds.
Have a dream about me and you. Have a dream about just crying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, we all know who that really was. It's recorded under a different name, but we all know who it was. So, yeah. I always have to take a deep breath when I play those because it's like something that you never expected to happen. And all of a sudden you're blessed with all this new music. It's just, it's the same person. It's just under a different name so that it's allowed. And, yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, here is one that it's listed on YouTube as Elvis, and John sent it to me as Elvis, and I'm convinced. I know it's Elvis. And the words are changed a little bit, which, yeah, that's typical. Typical Elvis. So listen to Sultans of Swing.
You got a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, well in the meantime. Now the river is sobbing, you're holding everything. And it's Lord Dixie's double for time. Feel alright when you hear the music ring. You step inside but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of rain to hear the jam go down. Competition to many other places, but not too many halls can make that sound. Way up down south, way up down Memphis town.
just holding the time bell ring. And you're good and now it's time to go. And he makes his bell with one more thing. We're the Sultans. We're the Sultans of Swing.
That's great. I love that. See, I never knew that one existed before John sent it to me yesterday. And I say John in quotes, you know. But, yeah. All right. Time for a monkey song. I'm sorry, guys, but sometimes I just got to do it, right? Okay. So the Monkees was definitely 60s, 68, 69, somewhere in there. And, yeah, 68. 14, yeah, 68, 69, 70. Uh-huh. That's it. Anyway, this is a song. I like this song. It's the Monkees, you know, whatever. It's called You Just May Be the One.
Take advantage of the love bright as the sun. Someone to understand them, and you just may be the one. All men must have someone who never takes for granted all the pleasures and the fun. Someone to stand beside them, and you just may be the one. Just may be the one. Someone to understand them, and you just may be the one.
Now that's a good song, any way you want to look at it. I like that. I do like that
song.
I always did like
it. I'm sorry, I missed it.
The Monkees.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. You don't have to be sorry. It's okay. You know, that's, what are you sorry about, girl?
Well, I just didn't hear you say it. And
oh, well, that's okay.
Kinda...
That's why you have to be comfortable enough to ask. You know, it's all right. There's nothing wrong with asking the question if you miss something. I don't mind
for some reason, why did not, I don't understand why that didn't sound like them to me. I don't know, but it didn't.
Because it was Michael Nesmith singing lead, and you're used to hearing Davy Jones or Mickey Dolenz.
Oh, okay.
See? Real simple explanation. All you got to do is ask.
Okay.
I might know the answer sometimes.
Well, all right. Nothing wrong with that.
That answer I had. But, yeah, that's because that was Michael Nesmith singing, and he didn't sing lead on very many songs. He was more the composer and the business guy and all that stuff. Not that the other guys couldn't do it because, oh, my gosh, they were all of them are so smart. Mickey Dolenz, after the Monkees kind of quit being a thing and they were just a sometimes resurgence concert tour thing, his hobby, he was a DJ. Number one, and his hobby was quantum physics.
Really?
The guys are smart. Peter Tork became a university professor.
Yeah.
You know?
Interesting. I like that.
Davy Jones just kind of stuck with music. I don't know what his hobbies were, but I'm sure he had something besides singing as a hobby. But, yeah, he was the first one that died, and he went because of a heart attack. Why? Who knows? But anyway, that's what happened. And then, of course, Michael Nesmith, music producer, writer, he kept on singing. And in fact, when he passed away, it was right after he'd had a concert tour with Mickey. And it was shortly after that he died. So, anyway, yes, very interesting dredging up all this stuff, isn't it? I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. I really have to admit, guys, that me questions that I actually know the answers to. Sometimes I have to say I don't know, but I'll always look it up. But I really surprised myself sometimes.
Well, you do very well. You really do.
I got so much stuffed in this file cabinet called a brain that it just surprises the heck out of me sometimes. Like, oh, open that drawer? Really? I haven't opened that drawer in years. But, yeah, it's surprising. And I am so thankful that I have retained all of that. It saves a whole lot of time.
Well, certainly it does.
So anyway, okay, I'm going to play another song that's not Elvis, but that's okay because then we'll get back to Elvis, okay? But this one is by Neil McCoy. And this is something that you want to dedicate to the person you love, the person that has your heart locked in possession, even if they might not know it.
Yeah, he's good. I listen to his morning.
Yes.
Every now and then, and he's pretty good at that. He's done so many of those.
He does. If you want to listen to him, he's talk about a real down to earth person. He's fantastic. He's just a good old boy. He'll meet anybody. He wants to be friends with everybody. He is fantastic. He has a sense of humor that just won't quit, and it's a down to earth sense of humor. And he's a Christian. He belongs to God, and he does the Pledge of Allegiance every morning. Well, now it's
noon.
It's down till noon.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so if you haven't caught that yet, I urge you to go to realmccoy.com and find out when it is because it's well worth it. It's well worth it. And we can all use the Pledge of Allegiance every morning. We really can. We live here. This is our country. Let's show a little patriotism. Let's be proud of the United States of America, and he is. So, hey, guys, go for it. If you want to be copied on the link that is the pledge, let me know, because then when I catch it, I can share it with you, and then you'll have it. So there we go. Messenger is always the easiest, but just I can share it with you. I'm not sure quite how he works that, but I just hit the share button, and hopefully it'll ask me who, and I'll send it to you. So here we go. Anyway, this is Neil McCoy, and he's doing this song that, as I said, y'all need to dedicate it to the person that you love and that holds your heart in the palm of their hand, because it's that kind of song. It's called That's All.
I can only give you love that lasts forever, and a promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I own for you and you alone, that's all, that's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime, and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall. And a love whose burning light will warm the winter's night. That's all, that's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give you the world for a toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you, and the love time can never destroy. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore, for now and evermore. That's all, that's all. Told you they would give you the world for a toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you, and the love time can never destroy. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore, for now and evermore. That's all.
Cool, huh?
Wow.
I like that song. Oh, my God.
Beautiful lyrics.
Oh, and he sings it. He sings it perfectly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He He has another song that's called You Let Me Be the Hero, and he dedicates that to his wife at the end of every concert.
Oh, how sweet.
It's fantastic. He married her umpteen years ago. They've been married ever since. They're the only people that they've been married to. And they have kids and grandkids, and they're still happy. And I think that's pretty special. I think that's pretty special. So, yeah. He is good, too. He's a good artist. He's energetic. He puts on a good show. He includes the audience, just like Elvis did. You know, it's just great. He's a good performer, but more important than that, he's a good person. He's a very good person. He invites people to come down to his gate to come in and do the pledge with him personally, and he opens the gate, lets them in, and he talks with them for a few minutes and all that, and there's people that he's been friends with for a long time that come and do the pledge with him, and he just wants everybody to be included. It's really great. I like him. He's a good person. Okay. I told you we'd have an Elvis song after that was over, and we're going to. It's called My Wish Came True.
My wish came true.
They wouldn't do that, but I'm already gone by the time they get there, so I can't usually do a whole lot about it, but that's all right. I love that song. You know, it's like, I love that song. Everybody can identify with that song, you know. If you're in love, you identify with it. It's just how it is. That's just how it is. Okay, and I won't hit you with Relax. I'd like to, but I won't. I'm going to play instead Andy Kim. You guys know Andy Kim, right? You remember him? From back in '09? Anyway, here is Rock Me Gently. If you played that, if you had a hot tub, that could get interesting, and probably would.
Now, why
how
would you
could
say
it not?
Why would you say that, Janice?
I don't know, Sue. Why would I say that? Because I know I have inside information. Not really, but, you know, hey.
Oh, okay.
I do want to get, like, a two-person hot tub. I just have to wait till I have my snake-proof fence. Ain't no water anything's going in this yard until I have that snake-proof fence. Water moccasins. Yeah, water moccasins like water, and you make it nice and warm, and they're going to be right there. And I do not want to get in the hot tub with a water moccasin, so not happening. I got to get that snake-proof fence up. I just got to. Yeah, I'll pound steaks. That's okay. I'll do that. Anyway.
Oh, gosh.
I want to build an addition onto my front porch too, about the same size, but two steps down on the back side of it,
mm-hmm.
and kind of weatherproof it a little bit, you know. And the hot tub could go just another couple of steps down behind that. So, you know, hey, mm-hmm. I got. Who needs the front of a house? I don't need the front of a house. I covered up with good stuff. I don't need to see my siding. It's crummy. Anyway, yes, 8 minutes, guys. You know what that means. That means been a real fun time. I have enjoyed this. It wasn't fun bringing sad news about losing those two people from the music industry, but I think it was a good thing to do. That's why I did it. It's always good to bring to mind the accomplishments of those we lose, to realize that they did something with their lives. And that's why we remember them. So it was a good thing to do. And the music was a heck of a lot of fun. I liked that. I think we did good.
Always.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially when you start rocking me. But anyway, okay. Oh, mighty, mighty. Thank you, Sue, for using your minutes on your data to come in and sit with me for the whole show, honey. I know you're getting short on data now, but I know that'll get taken care of for you. I think that'll be
worth it. Oh, it will. I couldn't get through to them today. Their lines were extremely busy, and I was on hold forever, but I did put in a notation to contact me in the morning. So hopefully
yes.
I'll get that straightened out until I can get my phone situation taken care of here.
That'll be
it's
good.
It's turned into a freaking nightmare. Unbelievable, but it'll work
you'll,
out.
You'll
I'll
get it.
Taken care of.
Yeah, you'll get it handled. Just you be strong,
so,
and you do it. It'll be fine. We're all on your side, so there you go, honey. And
well,
thank you. Hey, yeah, you got to have your team on your side, right? That's how it has.
Well, sure.
It's supposed to work that way. Okay,
that's
so
right.
And thank you, everybody in the chat. Annette, Kathy was there for a minute. Anne and Susan, Victoria, Peter, Shane, Michaela. Rattle my brain. Yes. Carolyn. Yeah, she says just keep going. Well, unfortunately, they cut me off. So that's something that I don't have the option of, honey. It's just how it goes. But anyway, thank you, everybody. And John.
Yeah, and thank you for the comment. I cannot comment back since I'm using this Wi-Fi, supposedly data I have, it won't allow me to add anything to the chat. So that's why I've been so quiet today.
Exactly. But at any rate, thank you, John, because you've been in the chat. That's fantastic. And your help with this show makes it so much better. I appreciate you no end, darling. And a lot of the songs I played today were songs that you sent me. So I love it. Put that in the column of a yes. So, you know. Anyway, guys, thank you so, so much, each and every one of you. And we are going to... No, I ain't answering that call. You think I'm an idiot? No way. Anyway, I got one of those phone numbers popped up that's all ones. You don't answer those.
Uh-oh.
Don't do it.
Uh-oh.
Don't do it. But anyway, I'm glad it wasn't on my personal phone. But, hey, guys, I appreciate you each and every one. And tomorrow is the gospel show. So don't forget to just pop on in for that, because it's going to be good. And It's most likely going to contain something that you're not going to get in an organized church just because they don't want people to be upset and all that stuff. We're going to start delving in a little bit into the end times and what's happening. So it's something that I have been very curious about, and that curiosity John has helped me with by sending me articles and things, and I totally appreciate it. He is my teacher. He really is. He is my teacher. And, guys, you're going to want to hear this. I'm not going to get a whole big sermon. It's not going to be the whole show. It's just going to be 10 or 15 minutes, and I'm just going to probably read the article to you because that's the easiest way for you to understand it. And if you have questions, ask them, and I'll tell you I don't know, just like anybody else can. but join me for it, because there's going to be some great music too. We are going to have some fantastic music tomorrow, so you want to show up for this. You really do. And I'll be there to welcome you. So God bless you. Have a wonderful night, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
Here's a song by the Four Seasons. Oh, what a night.